Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914. Page 1612. Visible translated text is as follows. To be Burns detectives asked me if there was anybody else beside myself that I knew who had seen Frank go into the dressing room with women. I stated that my recollection was that Miss Myrtle Cato saw this occur. They then asked me where Miss Sieta worked, and I told them she worked in S.M. Inman Drugstore, and I added, you go there to see her, and you will get the same dose you got here. Ha Garner, sworn for the state. About 7 o'clock p.m. on April 24, 1914, I was standing at the corner of Mitchell and South Pryorsons when Miss Carrie Smith came across the street from the Southern Bell Telephone Exchange, and she stopped and talked with me a few minutes. This being the same Miss Carrie Smith who testified at the original trial of the above case, but who was at that time or sometime since has married a man named Benton. C.A. Isom, sworn for the state. On Monday, April 20th, 1914, about 10 o'clock p.m., I could not say whether it was 20 or 30 minutes before or after, but about that time. I know that it was previous to 11 o'clock because we had to be at 13 Forsyth Street before 11 o'clock, and we got there with the automobile before 11 o'clock. On the date and at the time stated, I was sitting in this automobile referred to in front of the Metropolitan Club on South Forsyth Street. In this automobile was Jimmy Wren. Jimmy has been working for Burke, who is employed in the office of L.Z. Rosser on the Frank case for the past several months. Fred Lynn, who is also in the automobile, we were going north on South Forsyth State. And we passed the entrance of the Metropolitan Club, which was on the west side of South Forsyth Street at the corner of West Mitchell. We passed beyond a wiener stand next to the Metropolitan Club. As we passed it, I first noticed a girl, my attention being attracted to her by Lynn saying to Jimmy Wren, yonder she is, Jimmy. She had on a light blue dress, blue hat. After the automobile stopped, Lynn gave Wren a nickel and Wren went up to the wiener stand. He was the only man who went up to the wiener stand, and the girl described was the only girl present. I did not see them speak, because Lynn suggested that we stand in the stairway as a city policeman was coming up just then. We were in the tailor's entrance about a minute when Jimmy Wren came up eating a wiener. I pointed this girl out to Detective Black on Friday, April 24th, 1914. She came out of the Southern Bell Telephone Exchange, and I saw her talk a few minutes with Mr. H.A. Garner.